We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, this is, I'd say, appropriate music, not only because Tyrese Maxey was, you know, watching Game of Thrones when he found out he was named the NBA's most improved player. But, you know, there are some battles going on right now. I mean, you got 32 general managers jockeying, misdirecting, putting stuff out there, pulling it back, stating it. Sometimes it's real. Sometimes it's fake.
Wow, Joe.
I mean, it is.
You're so right. Like that, the intro, when the chess pieces almost unfolding and it's board. Game piece after game piece and game board after game board. It is web of intrigue.
It is.
Spreading to the next from city to city to city. At this point, we have no idea what's real and what's not.
That's right.
They're trying to mislead as much as they're trying to lead. This is really exciting stuff.
There's a lot of Cersei Lannisters out there.
I'll say.
Trying to do the Eagles dirty.
Well,
you know,
I don't know.
Yeah. You know what the good thing is? Howie's like a Tyrion. I mean, Howie's way better
right.
than most.
But I feel great about that.
Yes,
we should be so proud of our little Tyrion.
But here's the problem. He has not been a great picker of the actual player.
Well, hold
He's
on
been
now.
Very good
the
in the
picker
maneuvering.
Of certain players.
He has not been
a good picker of cornerback players. He has not been a good picker of wide receiver players in some cases prior to Devontae.
Look, it's his biggest deficiency. He's great at the maneuvering. He's great at the cap management. He's made a lot of good picks. He's made a lot of bad picks. The reality is when you net it all out, his actual selections in the draft, probably the weakest part of his whole game. So, you know, let's see what he can do tonight. Pick 22.
Another thing to remember, though, is there's an entire building full of people that are making those picks, too.
But it's
he's got the final choice.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
You've got an entire department. You've got the college scouting department. There's a lot of people that go into those.
All right, we'll get to Conklin and what he has put together related to Game 3 tonight for the 76ers. That's up ahead shortly. Mark in Chalfont right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. I might have a different take on the draft than everybody else.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping Howie sits tight and maybe even considers moving back. I think the depth at cornerback with Dejon and Wiggins allows them not to have to move up and sacrifice some of the assets they have. I also think that the fact that they only have four picks next year is going to play into his thought process. You know how he values picks. Mm-hmm. They only have a 1, 2, 3, and a 5. So I could see him moving back to try and
You know what, though, Mark? Next year, at this time, it's not going to look anything like that.
They also have 2 7s next year.
With picks and everything else, we all expect that Howie's going to wheel and deal, and it's going to look completely different.
Yeah, I believe that, but I think the opportunity for him to maybe move back and still get one of those valued cornerbacks and maybe move up a little bit from those 50 picks into the 40s to get an offensive tackle makes more sense than necessarily auctioning off all that other stuff just to move up.
I think the draft is deeper in offensive tackles than it is in cornerbacks. So if you had your heart set on tackles, that approach, the waiting approach, would probably be safer to serving you well. But don't you just want to go get the guy that you want, Mark? Like the guy that you have your heart set on. We could potentially get the top cornerback in this draft.
Yeah,
we could potentially get the top offensive tackle on their draft board, on the Eagles draft board, because of the way drafts happen, and everyone's going to go try to trade up and go get a quarterback or go get an edge rusher, the guys that fit them. Like we could be in a position trading up to get the top cornerback off the board.
But here's what Mark's saying, and it does work for me to a certain extent here. You know, Howie might be able to get the fourth best cornerback at a spot where the league values him as the ninth best cornerback.
And he also might end up being the best cornerback in the draft.
That's right.
There's an argument that says just get more bites at the apple.
I mean, look at Richard Sherman. He was a late round pick. I mean, you can get a lot of gems late. I mean, Jason Kelce being an example, obviously, at offensive line. Mark, give me an answer here. A moment in time you wish you had seen a meeting. What do you got?
The Last Supper.
The Last Supper. Holy mackerel for an answer. The Last Supper is an answer. We don't usually go into the biblical realm here with winning answers. That is a big one. We'll see how we judge that one. All right, Shaq is judging the NBA. Pretty harsh, but I don't think he's wrong. Okay, let me be clear. I don't think he's wrong. So, obviously, the way that Sixers game ended was a disaster the other day. And then, you know, the next day, you know, you get, okay, well, here's the last two-minute report. It's like, all right, thanks. You know, that and toilet paper, get me more toilet paper, all right? So here's Shaquille O'Neal weighing in on the last two-minute report.
This is why people think the NBA game is rigged. Last night, Tyrese Maxey's trying to take the ball out of bounds. Jalen pulls his jersey. The referee's standing right there. He doesn't call it. But, oh, wait, the next day, the NBA last two-minute report. Yes, he was fouled. The ref didn't call it. But my question is, you admit it now. What the does that do for Philadelphia? Get rid of the last-minute, two-minute report. And referees, pay attention.
Look, I love it from Shaq. I agree with him. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do with it right now other than just eat it. Got to eat the L. The good news is, obviously, the series comes back here, which does give the Sixers a better shot, certainly, tonight. Joe Conklin trying to fire everyone up because, you know, this game will, in fact, be in our house, as Madness once put together. It's not Madness. It's Joe Conklin.
We're good. We're going to win the series. We know what we're going to do. We're going to fix it. We're the better team.
We're coming home. Our heads are up. Now our crowd is really pumped. Time to win. We're Philly tough. Home is where things come alive. Sixers fans are at our side. Our team won't be denied. Our house, where we're gonna get the calls. Our house, and the ref will show some. Our house has a rocking crowd. It's where the winning's happening. Everybody's screaming loud. Sixer fans are so house proud. Nothing ever slows them down, and sulking's not allowed. Our house, it's the place we can't be beat. Our house, everybody's on their feet. Our house, no one's sitting in their seat. Our house, it's the place we can't be beat. Now it's time to ring the bell. The Philly crowd goes crazy, our fans will give them hell. Free throws that they'll be bricking. Time to take your licking, cause we're hungry for some chicken. Our house, it's the place we can't be beat. Our house, everybody's on their feet.
Josh Harris here. Actually, I don't like our house. What I really want to do is create a new house in Chinatown so I can stuff my pockets. Go Commando.
Oh, man. You know, Conklin is a beaut. Frickin' Josh Harris. You know, the Sixers always find a way to kind of remind you of the eerie. Because we're all getting pumped up. We're getting a little pumped up, at least. And I got Josh Harris coming in. Apropos, if you will, for helping.
By the way, that was Leighton. He got Leighton to record.
He?
Yeah,
oh,
Joe
nice.
Wachter just told me. Leighton coming in to do the job. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's our caller, Leighton, who's got a tremendous Josh Harris impersonation. Well, Leighton, we appreciate that. The incomparable Conklin. Make sure you obviously see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra down the Jersey Shore this summer. Saturday, June 29th, Wildwood will be where he's at. Wildwood Catholic Academy, North Wildwood, New Jersey. Also, midsummer, Saturday, July 13th. at the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey. For tickets, obviously, go to joeconklin.com.
You can also see Conklin's Comedy Night at the 360 Lounge inside Parks Casino next Thursday, May 2nd. See Tara Conestrasi and Earl David Reed. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Go to joeconklin.com.
We thank Joe. Wonderful work right there. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything going on in Philly sports. Elliot Short Parks joins us next segment. Howard Eskin at 8. Allen Iverson, what he said about Tyrese Maxey, we'll get to that. Daniel Jeremiah has changed his prediction for the Eagles in the draft. What he's changed it to, who he's changed it to, we'll get to that and more. Plus, we'll start playing audio. Some of the kids, I shouldn't call them kids, they're like 21, 22.
They are kids.
Some of the draftees that the Eagles could be targeting tonight, including Terrion Arnold, the talented cornerback, what he said about the Birds. That and more up ahead. Your calls as well. On 94 WIP.
As it starts to warm up this spring, make sure your home is ready for it. Instead of getting stressed about it, get some help from Horizon Services. Call the cooling and plumbing experts at Horizon Services for all of the repairs and upgrades your home needs. Solving cooling system breakdowns, leaky pipes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great to be with you on a big day in Philadelphia sports. I mean, a big one. NFL draft. Sixers-Knicks game 3. I mean, got to win it. I didn't think game 2 was a must-win. This is. Got to win it. Got to win it. I need Tobias to stand up. Hopefully, Joel can last longer, so to speak. I mean, you need – I don't expect Tobias to stand up. I do expect Kelly Oubre to play a lot better. So, you know, your chance to get in today. It's sort of an on-the-record day before all this action goes down. Do you think the Sixers are cooked, or do they still have it in them to find a way to fight back? I very much believe they still have a way to fight back, but the time is getting near midnight here, all right? So no more messing around. By the way, something Rasheed Wallace said with great frustration about Tobias Harris, we'll get to that as well, because let's put it this way, we're not the only ones frustrated with Tobias. Rasheed Wallace, who of course is from here, but played, for other teams, weighed in a big way on Tobias Harris. We'll get to that audio shortly. All right, John, also the draft. Let's kind of get
– I heard a terrible rumor about someone else also.
A bad
about
rumor?
A former teammate of mine here at WIP yesterday.
I am so confused.
No, I heard a rumor about Ike that he didn't show up yesterday because he clogged the toilet.
What? Ike wasn't on the show yesterday?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So Ike clogged the toilet and that prevented him?
I don't know. I'm hearing rumors along these lines.
Was it said on air?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I guess. Okay, well.
Got some real toilet clogging issues at WIP these days.
Yeah, Ike has a lot of explaining to do.
Let's get Fred Barnett on the phone.
Later today.
All right. Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
I thought that was.
Did he also steal? Did he also steal food from a Ukrainian refugee? As I did after I did not clog the toilet, but did steal? It wasn't steal the food. It was inadvertently ate the food at Fred Barnett's house. Intended for a Ukrainian refugee.
Oh, my God.
Bad communication. I need that communicated a little. No, I don't know about the thing with Lake John, but if that's true, that's funny.
Yeah, we need to learn more, I guess. Maybe we'll learn more later.
Hey, call in if you're listening.
There you go. There you go. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also get on the record on the Eagles. Here's where I'm at. Defense, and more defense. Specifically, cornerbacks and defensive tackle. Guys, I'm telling you, I got my eyes set on Byron Murphy. Now, I don't think the Eagles will likely get him because he's likely to be, you know, 6 to 8 picks ahead of him. But, I mean, if we're going to talk about all these, you know, let's trade a second-round pick for the cornerbacks, let's put on the table, too, the best defensive tackle in the draft. I mean, I have found it perplexing, very perplexing, that with Fletcher Cox gone and Jordan Davis a disappointment, and frankly, I'd say a big disappointment, that there hasn't been more talk about the best defensive tackle in the draft. I mean, if we're going to have all this talk, and we have, about, well, they always go with the line, one of the lines. Well, yeah, that's one of the lines. And I don't think they're going to take an edge rusher because they already got 4 of them. I don't think they want a 5th, not at a high premium value guy. So I hope Byron Murphy's on their mind. I would tend to think he is, but obviously so too could be Arnold and all the cornerbacks available. Mm-hmm. John, again, and everyone at 215-592-9494. You know, Elliot Shore Parks will join us in about 10 minutes. It's last call, so to speak, here to weigh in on the draft and the rest of the Sixers series and season before Game 3 is played. John, what's on your mind here? Talk to us.
I expect, based on previous years, that Howie will trade up. You know, like, he knows who he likes, and the way that the draft unfolds, it'll lead him to a point where he can jump up there and grab the guy who he knows will make a difference for this team. And I have a guy on both sides of the football that I really feel can make a difference for this Eagles team. So I personally feel like I've got some flexibility. Like, there's a good chance one of these guys will be available. It on the defensive side of the ball, cornerback, this Terrion Arnold from Alabama, I do think he's a lot like Tyrese Maxey in terms of just the special category. He's different in his approach, like his upbeat attitude, his good natured, the affable, hey guys, I'm going to bring you along for the ride. Let's go get him. Like, I love the way this guy talks about football and the way this guy talks about leading. I appreciate all that, and that's not even the best part. The best part is this guy's athleticism, the way the guy plays football, the way the guy's been trained in defense at Alabama.
Yeah.
He knows everything that's going to be asked of him at the NFL level. So I would trade up for Terrion Arnold if we can get close enough. I would also trade up for the Latham guy, the J.C. Latham from offensive tackle, who I've been hot on all along, but it seems like he keeps getting closer and closer to the front of the draft.
I agree with that. He's getting a lot of props. I think the more people have studied him, the more people realize he could go 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
You know, and then you really got to give up a lot. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's both second-round picks. But
well, that's
what you'd
it
have
feels
to give
like
up
it's
a
more
lot.
Likely you're going to go Arnold instead of Latham.
Well, speaking of Arnold, let's listen to him because he spoke with John Clark. Now, I will say candidly, I'm not sure if his answer is a joke when he references what Devontae said because he almost sounds searching in his mind for an answer here. He's talking about Devontae Smith, talking about him. I don't know if this is cocky guy, which, by the way, is okay. I mean, cornerback.
Especially at that position, yeah.
Cornerback has had a lot of cocky guy from Richard Sherman and Deion Sanders. Now, then you get the Eric Allen types that aren't cocky guy. But a lot of dudes have been, you know, very cocky at cornerback. I couldn't quite tell, is he cocky or just playful? Here's Terrion Arnold with John Clark, his answer about what Devontae Smith said. Here's Terrion Arnold.
How was your visit with the Eagles?
It was great, man. The visit went really, really well.
What did you come away with after meeting Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, and everybody?
Great guys, great organization, and my boy Devontae Smith pulled up on me there.
Yeah.
So it was great all around.
What did Devontae tell you about the Eagles, and if they were to possibly move up and get you, what it would be like for you?
Oh, Devontae was like, man, you know, if you want to get the best quarterback in the draft class, you need to get Terrion. And then on top of that, like, Devontae was like, man, like, I'll become a better player. Because, I mean, I didn't really get those matchups against him at Alabama. So getting those matchups going up against him in the NFL, man, it'll be amazing. And I'm one of those guys, like, I'm ready to compete, man. Him, A.J. Brown, like, it would just be great.
Look, you want a guy that wants to compete. All right, three options here. One, Devontae actually said that. Two, Terrion Arnold's joking. Three, Terrion Arnold's being cocky. Or some combination of one, two, and three. Which is it, John? Because I don't think Devontae said that. I think Terrion Arnold was boastful, but in a playful way.
I think he was just being playful.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah,
I think so,
having
too.
Fun with it.
By the way, Terrion Arnold continued on. Listen to more of him with John Clark.
Well, the Eagles are rumored to want to move up and get a cornerback and maybe get one of the Alabama quarterbacks. How cool would that be if they moved up and got you?
It would be amazing. And it would just kind of factor in to my mentality going in. I would say this team moved up to get me. So not only am I infatuated or I'm ready to get to work, but at the same time, it's that much more of a chip on my shoulder.
All right, look, you can weigh in on all this, 215-592-9494. I love how it's a chip on his shoulder if they move up for him.
I was so confused by that, too.
I didn't get that either.
It's like, what?
Look, obviously it's mentality of let's find a way to have a chip on my shoulder, which could be this team trade it out of the pick, and then I got a chip on my shoulder. Look, whatever it takes, man. I mean, Michael Jordan was the ultimate at finding something from the opposition to, you know, become aggressive about. Fine. I mean, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. All right, let's go to the phones. Also, what Rasheed Wallace said about Tobias Harris. We'll get to that shortly. Elliot Shore Parks in about 5 minutes. Ken is in Minson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Joe, I want to tell you something real quick. Yesterday, you used the term Cold War veterans.
Cold War veteran, no. Yeah.
And you were mocked. That it actually is a thing, and you were
thank
right.
Yeah, correct.
So,
like actually one. I was talking about the actual soldiers. You know.
Well, that's yeah.
Vietnam and Korea were a form of the Cold War. It just happened to be, you know, proxy wars, if you will, but they were wars related to the Soviet Union.
Anybody who raised their right hand and went and stood a post somewhere overseas to stand up to the Red Menace is a Cold War veteran.
That's
so,
right. Mm, that's right.
Just so you know. So on the draft tonight, I look, they're so deep. The draft is so deep with offensive linemen that I don't like the idea of giving up a lot to move up, you know, 6, 7, 8 spots. So hopefully what happens is one of these guys falls, whether it's Latham or Furtado, and it doesn't look like it's trending in that direction. But if they can't get one of the two or three kind of swing tackles that can plug in at right guard this year, if they can't get him in a reasonable spot by moving up a few picks, then I think the right thing to do would actually be move back where you can get your guy at corner. Because I do think that Rakestraw is available later in the draft, maybe accumulate a couple of other picks, and then you can still get, you know, really good offensive line depth in the second and third rounds. So I just don't want to see them. There's no reason to use up a whole bunch of resources to move up a bunch of picks.
Well, it's all about how good the player is. I mean, if it turns out to be Fletcher Cox and he's borderline Hall of Fame guy and you get him for 13 years, then there is reason. So
yeah, there's no Fletcher Cox in this draft. Like the especially on,
well,
on
Ken,
the defensive
line. Well, Ken, I will make this prediction to you. When the Eagles make their first selection, there will be a future Hall of Famer available.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
We don't know which one it is. We don't know if it's one or five. But there is almost always a future Hall of Fame available when a team picks in the first round. Matter of fact, there might always be.
And Ken,
literally always.
Ken, I hear the Ennis Rakestraw name come up a lot, and I don't even think – I like him a lot as a player. I think he's a different type of player than what I'm talking about it with Terrion Arnold. I think Arnold can be a – difference maker early on right away. And Ennis Rakestraw might play early on and make a difference. I just think the top end for a guy like Terrion Arnold is higher than Ennis Rakestraw, which would merit going at the top of the first round as compared to early in the second.
Ken, I need a big answer from you here. A meeting you wish you were in. You can win the gift card.
I wish I was in the Situation Room on May 1st, 2010. Was it 2011?
2011, when, I think, yeah.
Yes, when they were all in there and giving the green light to SEAL Team 6 to go execute Operation Neptune Spear.
That's a big answer. We got that photograph from that scene, but to the actual planning process of it to decide, you know, go in or not to go get Bin Laden, that is because they didn't definitely know if he was in there. That is a great answer. Speaking of answers, you know, we've all been frustrated, obviously, with Tobias Harris, and we've all weighed in. Rasheed Wallace weighed in. I mean, John, Rasheed Wallace, who I think everyone respects Rasheed. I mean, first off, Philly guy, great player, great career, an NBA champion. Like, this guy walked the walk, talked the talk, still represents Philadelphia. You know, like, he's literally wearing a Phillies hat while what you're about to hear. Now, what I wonder and don't know is, has he in retirement swung his allegiance back to the Sixers as a guy that grew up here and roots for them? So when he expresses Tobias' frustration, is this like, hey, I'm actually rooting for the Sixers? And I think he played for the Knicks briefly at the very end of his career, I think. Is he rooting for the Sixers, or is this just like NBA veteran guy of the mindset, like, dude, you're an NBA player. Like, you're letting down the brethren with just how Mickey Mouse you look out there. Here is an extremely frustrated Rasheed Wallace talking about Tobias Harris.
I can blame Tobias with his though. Yeah, and if you listen to it, yeah, we mad with you too, dog. You got to step that the up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10 points.
Hey, he had 10 points on 4 for 11 shooting.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, same. 4 for 11, 5 for 12.
For
same,
posterity,
same. But
he was 4 for 11.
Look, listen, but we need more than that from him. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is, here's the whole key how you step up, right? It's not a matter of, okay, I had a bad shooting game tonight, so now I got to go out here game two and prove that I can shoot, and now you might shoot horrendous again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to make that difference within the game.
I so agree with him. I think what he's saying is two things there at the end. One, like, don't wait till the next game to get more assertive. Become more assertive in the fourth quarter of the first game if you haven't been. Two, if you are struggling with your shot, and this has been a thing, a hallmark of basketball for years, because everybody, every great player or lesser than, has struggled with their shots in certain games. It happens. It happened to Jordan. It happens. But as I mentioned earlier, Tobias never, as I used the phrase yesterday, he never fills the cracks. Like, in the midst of a bad shooting game, he never dives on the floor for a loose ball. He never takes a charge. He never gets you a rebound in traffic where he leaps over the other guy, the way Josh Hart leaps over the other guy.
You mean he never plays like Kyle Lowry?
He never plays like Kyle Lowry. That's exactly right. Look, well said by Rasheed. James, do you think Rasheed, when he said the "we"?
That was, dude, that's was, exactly.
Was he being Philadelphian, was he being NBA player?
I think he was being Philadelphia.
I do too.
The way he said, he's like, we need Tobias. Like, that felt to me, I was going to say the exact same thing.
I thought so too.
That's what I felt.
You know, I really appreciate it. It was years ago. He was in the playoffs. So he's in a playoff series with Detroit about 20 years ago. And he's being interviewed at his locker after a game. And the Flyers scored a goal in overtime to win a playoff game. Just happened to be the same night as the Pistons playoff game. And he sees it. He sees it on TV. And it jumps up and explodes with excitement. Like, I love Rasheed Wallace. Yeah. Great player. Great career.
Tough player.
Tough player.
Really tough.
Keeps it real. So, you know, Tobias, dude, come on, man. 215-592-9494. All right, Elliot Short Parks on the Sixers. And our final go-round with Elliot before the first round of the draft, that's up ahead here in 30 seconds.
Let's talk about my friends at Mount Holly Nissan. Tina Wright, the owner of Mount Holly Nissan, has a motto: give the customers the right deal at the right price. Like right now, you can lease a new 24 Nissan Sentra for only $259 a month. It is an amazing deal. New Nissans are arriving daily, and they have a great selection of new and pre-owned Nissans for you to choose from. Minutes from all bridges, Mount Holly Nissan is the right dealership for you. Stop in or visit online at mthollynissan.com. Again, that website is mthollynissan.com. For all lease deals, please see dealer for details.
And up ahead here this hour, we're going to get to Daniel Jeremiah and his new prediction for the draft in the Eagles, and also Allen Iverson talking about Tyrese Maxey. Right now, let's go draft with our Eagles reporter, Mr. Elliot Short Parks. Good morning, Elliot.
Man, it's about time someone finally brings up Tobias might not be playing up to the salary. I'm glad someone's finally.
No. It's about time someone says it with the ferocity that Rasheed Wallace said it with.
He did put it well. I agree.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of those curses. See, that's like when Jaws years ago said.
And people know when it's bull.
you know, like that. But we got to bleep it out. So sometimes we got to bleep out the curse. But we appreciate the appropriately bleeped curse. All right, Elliot, let's get to it here. There are, I don't know, 5,000 rumors swirling around. Can you help us sift through, just in the last 2 to 3 days, all the talk about the Eagles, you know, they're probably going to move up. They want this guy. They want that guy. Like, help us discern, in your opinion, what's real and what's not real with all the rumors flying around.
So I think the biggest smokescreen going around right now is that the Eagles want to trade up for a cornerback. Now, will they take a cornerback at 22? Could they move up to 20 to take one? Sure, maybe. But I think going into tonight, if the Eagles trade up, it'll be for an offensive lineman and not for a cornerback. I think the special players in this draft are on the offensive line. They're not at cornerback. And the one thing I've consistently heard and consistently believed since the season ended is that in this draft, they want an offensive lineman. So we'll see how the draft falls. It's one of the more unpredictable drafts that I've covered. But the one thing I feel confident in is that they're prioritizing offensive line over cornerback tonight.
And what's the – wow. What the interesting. Great to know. What's the likelihood that Howie pulls another blockbuster A.J. Brown-type trade? No one's expecting it. Voila. You've got a real veteran NFL player like A.J. Brown coming to Philadelphia. You know, the Patrick Surtain rumors are out there. What's the real possibility that something like that could happen here?
So they have the draft capital to do it if they want. They have the two second-round picks tomorrow night. I think an important pick to remember throughout this weekend is that Hassan Reddick pick in 2026. When they made the trade, we all thought, why would you value a pick 2 years out? It is a very tradable asset. Like, it is, you know, obviously it's a third, but it could be a second. I think it's an intriguing pick to trade for. So I would be surprised if they traded number 22 tonight for Patrick Surtain. It just doesn't seem like he's going to get traded. If he was available, I think they'll be heavily involved in that. But, yeah, I mean, I think with the draft assets that they have and with the way Howie works the phones, the way he always has a very good idea of who's available and who's not around the league, if there's a big player traded, you know, I think the Eagles would be on the short list of the teams you would think would be involved in that.
What about on the way out the door, Elliot? We never view it through the – because, you know, these draft night trades happen where big stars get traded, or day two and day three, like when Darius Slay was for some picks. And what about A.J. Brown? Do you think there is a 0% chance he gets traded tonight, or is that chance greater than zero?
So I would – like, it's probably greater than zero, but it's probably less than 3%.
Okay.
I think the world where A.J. gets traded is a receiver falls to them that they did not expect to fall. Like, let's say Brian Thomas Jr. is available at 22, and they love Brian Thomas Jr. And then they can go and collect a premium asset for A.J., maybe at that point they would, but the issue with that is they are still a win now team, and there's no real rush to trade AJ. He's under contract for, you know, 2 more years. I think next year is probably when you would have to give him a new deal. So I wouldn't completely rule it out just because it is a good receiver class, but I don't think it's anything people should be like monitoring or worrying about.
You know, Elliot, I got to tell you, there's one thing I don't want to say I object to, but I wonder if you're right about. They're a win now team. I mean, I know people point to Saquon and say, all right, well, that proves they're trying to, like, go for it. I don't know, man. They just traded Hassan Reddick. They lost Cox and Kelsey. I mean, I don't know that they are knocking on a door of a Super Bowl. I don't know that they view themselves that way. I'm just not sure on that front.
So this might sound over the top, but I truly do believe it. Like, as long as Howie Roseman is the GM, I don't think they'll be a rebuilding team. Will there be years we'll go into it and go – you know, okay, maybe they're not as good as we think, yes, but you just look at what they're paying Jalen, what they're paying on the offensive side of the ball, the fact they did pay Saquon. I know they traded Reddick, but they did sign Bryce Huff. They kept Josh Sweat. I just – there's been way more moves this offseason that lead you to believe they're going all in. And just in the, you know, 12 years or whatever it is that I've covered Howie, they've been all in like 95% of those years. So I think they're definitely all in for this.
Elliot, of the names that have been discussed as potential Eagles picks, give me one or two of them that would be a bad pick for the Eagles, that the town would be justifiably grumpy going to bed tonight if we find out it's, you know, this guy with a certain pick.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Mims, the offensive tackle out of Georgia. I really think taking an offensive tackle that can only play tackle – would be a real mistake for this team. I understand the logic in it that, yes, Lane could, I guess, in theory, retire at any point. And, you know, if one of the tackles gets injured, then you do need a backup tackle. I just think a first-round pick is too premium of an asset to waste potentially a full year of his career, or to waste 2 years where he's not playing. And I know he could develop during that time, but you're not on the field getting actual return for that pick. So if tomorrow morning we're talking and they've taken an offensive lineman that can strictly play tackle and cannot play guard, then I think that would be a mistake, and fans should be upset.
Elliot, you were there asking – I'm switching over to basketball now, because you were there asking Nick Nurse about that inbounds play. How agitated was he when you were asking him about that inbounds play? And is that inbounds play going to give the Sixers juice moving forward?
Yeah, so just to clarify, I was not there. I just don't want – I heard you. Well, I don't think you did, because I wasn't there. But,
okay. But then I'm imagining hearing you.
Here's what Elliot –
In every press conference, I imagine you must be there.
Here's what Elliot just said.
Don't go there with me.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't misidentify my voice.
I didn't want to lie and say I was there, because there were reporters there that were asking the questions.
True.
They deserve credit.
Yes.
Elliot, I thought Nick Nurse handled it well, though. I mean, he was like, look, we're moving on. Then he actually answered the question more in depth when he was pressed on it, which is, I think, the right thing for him to do. But I think the mindset, Elliot, of – hey, when midnight came and went that night, we move on. I think it was the right approach.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I'll also say, I think it's time to have that approach with the officials. I am firmly in the camp that they had that game stolen from them in game two, that they should have won that game. They played better than the Knicks did in that game. But much like Nick Nurse said, with the inbounds play and all that, like, it is time to move on. If the game two is going to have nothing to do with game three in terms of the officiating. So, you know, I'm sure they are upset about how that ended, obviously, with a grievance. You know, they're making that public somewhat. So, yeah, I think they're having the right attitude going into game three tonight.
All right, Elliot, back to the Eagles for a moment here. One or two more. It looks like, again, score one for Howie Roseman. Now, here's what I mean for those that don't know. So, Amon St. Brown with a big deal with the Lions. Big deal. You got like three or four other receivers that are about to get paid, including Jamar Chase and CeeDee Lamb at some point. And I know Joe Banner was on Twitter yesterday talking about this. Like, it looks like Howie got Devontae at a number that's just going to be lower or way lower than some of these other dudes.
Yeah, so Howie does deserve a ton of credit, but I'm actually going to put the credit to two other places besides Howie with these deals, because they're well set up, and for sure Howie deserves credit. But ultimately, the reason these deals get done where we go, wow, I can't believe the player signed that deal, is two reasons. One, Lurie cuts fat signing bonus checks. Not all other teams will give up as much money up front as Lurie will. So that's part of it. But two, just looking at the Jordan Mailata Devontae contract, I don't often say this, but I really think it's the case. I think they just really wanted to be here. Like, I think they did not want to wait this out. They did not want to play hardball for a few extra million. They wanted to be in Philadelphia. They felt the offer was fair, or at least one they're willing to take it, and they took it. So, yeah, Howie deserves credit, but the deals that Devontae and Mailata took, to me, more so scream they really wanted to be here than Howie pulled some type of magic trick. I just think they took an offer that he made.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, final thing. Tell me there's a chance the Eagles get Byron Murphy, the Texas defensive tackle, tonight. You know, I think it's a far greater area of need than people are talking about. He's considered the best D tackle in the draft. No one's talking about him. I'll keep pounding the table. Is it on the table?
Well, I've always said you're the best football opinion on the station, Joe. So I agree with you 1,000% on this.
Hammer!
Of any player they could take tonight, there are not many I think would be a better pick than him. He's an elite pass rusher from that position. He would come in and be an instant starter. I think he would have the same type of impact Jalen Carter did. I think he would make Jalen Carter better. I think he would make the edges better. If they trade up for him tonight, I think it would be a home run pick. And I think you are right that he is on the short list of guys tonight for them. I think, you know, people are underestimating the chance it could be him.
All right, Elliot.
This is so exciting. Elliot, yeah. we can basically get the best player at a position in tonight's draft. We shouldn't think that that's out of the realm of possibility.
Well, it happened with Jalen Carter last year, to be clear. I mean, because Carter came close to them.
Incredibly fortuitous
it was.
That he fell to us.
They were higher in the draft, too.
They were.
Much higher. So we're talking about getting the top player out of position in tonight's draft. That's a reasonable possibility.
Elliot, I guess here's what I'm saying. Let's say the Eagles jump up to 14 or 15 or 16, and one of the two corners is on the board, and Byron Murphy's on the board. I think Howie would take the defensive tackle, Byron Murphy. 99% of the town's talking about the cornerback. That's my point.
Yeah, so I do too. The only thing I will say, and the last thing before I know we have to hop off, is that if you look at the guys they take in the first round, it is almost always guys that they bring to Philadelphia. And they did not, as far as I know, bring Byron Murphy to Philadelphia for a visit. So, you know, you look at who they did bring, it was corners. Maybe, but I'm just saying they clearly value it.
So, no, I get
but
it.
I would take Byron Murphy over every cornerback in this draft.
All right, Elliot, wonderful work in the lead up to the draft. I know you'll be a huge part of the draft coverage tonight, which for those that don't know, starts right after the Phillies game ends. Phillies play at 1. Coverage of the Phils obviously should end, you know, around 4 or 4:30. As soon as it does, big draft coverage for hours on end. Elliot, a big part of it. Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day as well. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is your Corvette headquarters. ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. Today's Twitter poll question, which interests you more tonight? I mean, these are both juicy. Is it A, the Eagles with the NFL draft, or B, the Sixers with game 3? I'm Sixers. Now, I will say I'm starting to crank up the Eagles juice more. And I would say only over the last 2 days has this draft finally started becoming fun. I thought this was the most duddish draft lead up I've ever remembered. But in the last 2 days, I think as there's been more and more chatter about the Eagles moving up, it's gotten more fun. But if you ask me, like if I could only watch one tonight, and obviously I'll watch both, but if I could only watch one, I would pick the Sixers. Now, John, which pumps you up more tonight, the Eagles with the draft or the Sixers with game 3?
I'm pumped about both, but I think the breadth, my sweet spot is a little more in the draft part. It does take me back. I get lost in some feelings thinking back to the way, you know, it was for me.
Yeah, but you're a day 3 guy now. You have Saturday. you're a third round pick. Although the first pick in the third round.
63rd means that I'm in the second round.
Now you would be. Compensatory
wise. Yeah, there you go. See, you spun it around on him. That's good work.
Look at that. All right, Seltzer, the draft or the Sixers, which has your attention, like, just a little bit more?
Yeah, this is a classic 2TV night, if there ever was one. Yeah. But,
I started doing it.
Welcome aboard. How great is it?
But it's hard for me because one of them is my kitchen, and I have to be angled.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
get them right next to each other.
To see into the family room.
Yeah, I got them right next to each other. It's amazing. But I think it's the Sixers. I mean, it's a playoff game. It's a must-win playoff game for the Sixers tonight. Like, obviously, I love the draft every year. We all do. But, like, I really enjoy watching the draft, not just the Eagles pick. I enjoy the whole presentation of it. But, man, Sixers must-win playoff game has to take precedence.
Rhea, which one hits you more?
I will have the draft on the TV and the Sixers on my laptop.
So which one hits you
the
more?
Draft is
the
what
draft.
You said.
The draft.
The
yeah.
draft. Yeah, I just – the Sixers, I mean, I was thinking about it. I think going back to the Atlanta series that stole my soul with them.
It was a tough
one. Where I don't think Embiid's healthy enough to get through a series.
So
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.